Queen, a week away from the Miss Illinois County Fair Queen pageant. Before we talk about that, kind of sum up and give me the highlights of serving as Mercer County Fair Queen so far.
It's basically endless. My favorite by far is probably the parades. I loved getting to go in all the parades, as well as Fair Week and making appearances at other pageants.
How does one get prepared for the Miss Illinois County Fair Queen pageant?
So we'll do some mock interviews to help me practice for my interview the day of, and we'll also do other practices with modeling. It's all a lot of fun getting to do it with my directors.
So you're having this celebration today in preparation for leaving next weekend. Just tell us about what this kind of means for you. You know, these people getting together and wishing you well.
It means everything to me to have all this support. This was the first pageant I've ever done, and I kind of just went in completely blindsided, but having all of my family and friends be there to push me through it all and keep me going really means the world to me.
So we're talking to you in early January 2025. So Mercer County Fair Week is coming up in July of 2025. So maybe last year then at this time, you were kind of on the fence, maybe not knowing if you were going to be a county fair queen contestant. So this is a chance for maybe you to recruit, get some more contestants involved. What about this experience and, you know, getting more kids involved in the county fair queen pageant in July?
It's truly the pageant committee itself. I really didn't know a lot of the girls going into practices, and as soon as I got there, everyone, it was like we had known each other forever. It was such a beautiful experience to be brought in with open arms.
So take me back to July of 2024 when you're on the stage and, you know, they announce first runner-up and you're still up there and it's not you, so then you know I'm the queen. Do you remember those emotions? And, you know, take us back to that night, I guess.
I basically replay that moment in my head all the time. I really did not go in there expecting to win. I wanted to go and get the experience, and leaving and hearing my name get announced was unbelievable. I remember looking at all my family and friends just crying and crying. It was amazing. It was such an unforgettable memory.
Now, the other great thing about this is you have to put yourself out there in terms of public appearances, and a lot of people, you know, are shy or apprehensive about that, and one of the biggest fears in life is the fear of public presentation or public speaking. So your advice to people out there that are fearful of public presentation or public speaking, what does the reigning Mercer County Fair Queen have to say about that?
I actually used to be one of those people. 2 years ago, I would not have expected to see myself here in this moment, being able to speak in front of people. My best advice would be just take that step, because as soon as you get over that step, you're in full control. You get to do what you want to do. You just have to get over that fear.
Now you still have 6 months left, so you're halfway through the reign, but I know this is the big part of it, competing in the Miss Illinois County Fair Queen pageant. Was it everything you kind of expected, or were there some unexpected things here, you know, serving as Mercer County Fair Queen?
It was kind of everything and more. Like, I didn't really know a whole lot about the pageant, so I didn't know what they had to do, but zero complaints here. I loved every second of getting to represent Mercer County.
And that's a great way to end it. So representing Mercer County, right?
The
Mercer County Fair Board and all of that. So you have this team behind you. What about that heading to Springfield next weekend?
I am so grateful, because I wouldn't be able to thank all the people here without the Mercer County Fair Board. They have done so much for us and have made this opportunity possible for me.
Now, what has it meant maybe for, like, there's a junior miss and a little miss and then this, you know, pageant team that's together. What about kind of the relationship building and all of that, and what has that experience been like for you?
I feel like the minute I met my little miss and my junior miss, it has just been history since. We clicked immediately. Macy Freeman is one of the sweetest girls I've ever met. She has a heart of gold. And Olivia Batten, she is my little miss, and she just cracks jokes. She never fails to put a smile on any of our faces. It's just, we clicked immediately. It was perfect.
Now, I know as part of being County Fair Queen, you traveled other pageants during the summer, so you get to know, I'm assuming, some of the other county fair like contestants throughout the state. What kind of are your do you have expectations kind of going into next weekend and competing, I guess, on the state stage, as they say?
I think my biggest expectation is just going in without worry. I want to be able to go in and take this moment and realize that it's an opportunity and that if I worry about it too much, it'll blow right past me. So I'm trying to just take it with, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And I know a few other queens, so really, it's going to be great. Everyone's so kind and sweet. I feel like I will be very comfortable.
What else do you have to say to the people of Mercer County before you head out to Springfield next week?
I want to thank everybody because really I could not ever have expected myself to be in this position and I couldn't be more grateful. It's been an amazing experience and I'm so sad that it's going to be over before I know it.
All hail the Mercer County Fair Queen Ella King. Good luck next weekend.
Thank you so much.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.